Incredibly, it was only a few short months ago when we were told our banking system was near disaster and given literally trillions in loans and guarantees. Only a select few banks were given taxpayer money. The banks that took risks and were managed badly were the banks that were given your money. The other banks, the banks that were run by good businessmen and weren't near collapse, got very little of our money. In this way, the U.S. government propped up the badly run banks and put at a disadvantage the well-run institutions. This rewarding of bad behavior is opposite of what should happen, from local business right down to how I treat my kids. After all, do you think they would understand me rewarding my 6-year-old's bad behavior with candy while scolding my 9-year-old for doing as he is told? That backward incentive mentality is insane. Yet that's what your government did and continues to do with every bailout. Now we hear Goldman Sachs and Citigroup, among others, the badly run banks that got taxpayer money, are doubling and tripling employee bonuses amongst record profits. You've got to be kidding us. Did I hear that right? These banking crooks that almost ran our country into the ground less than 1 year ago are now getting their bonuses doubled and tripled? For what? Bringing our system to the brink of collapse now comes with bigger bonuses? Is this some sort of fictional movie called Bankers Behaving Badly, or is it the government from Mars? How could this outrageous behavior by both our banks and our government be taking place? Blatantly, incredibly, unbelievably, I mean really, bonuses? What happened to change we can believe in? With current White House advisor Larry Summers being paid over $125,000 to give talks at the very same banks like Goldman Sachs, Merrill Lynch, and Lehman Brothers in 2008, and every senator and congressman that ever held audience to a banking lobbyist getting a job at these very same firms, heck, even hundreds of millions of dollars spent on the presidential inauguration came from a consortium of banks. What is going on here? Can you say the fleecing of America? Oh, we can't forget the few sacrificial lambs like Madoff and Martha Stewart that were thrown under the bus for good measure, but where are the jail terms for all these bankers who have impoverished millions? Where are the investigations into the Federal Reserve who gave out trillions of dollars to banks they won't even name? Why did Obama allow AIG Insurance to take billions of taxpayer money and then to subsequently make payments to Goldman Sachs to whom they owed money? And who okayed that money? Ex-Goldman Sachs CEO Hank Paulson, who was your Secretary Treasurer at the same time. I mean, really, is anybody connecting the dots here? And now bonuses? Soaring bank profits, record revenues. Where is Pelosi, Dodd, Feinstein? Where is Obama? Who are these guys kidding? Well, certainly not me, and I hope not you. Are you outraged yet? No? Well, how about the fact that these very same banks, upping bonuses, are still feeding on taxpayer funds, still backstopping their loans with government bailout money, still pandering to the U.S. taxpayer to be there in case their new bets go bad? And do you think they've ceased their bad behavior? On the contrary, the bets are now even bigger. Knowing Uncle Sugar, or Uncle Sam, is well connected to the banking cartel, from the pocketbook to the paycheck, these very same banks are making the very same bets, all backstopped now with the implicit guarantee of the U.S. government. Heck, it's not even a secret anymore. Banks gone bad? How about the world gone mad? That's it for this week's Money Matters Minute. The views and opinions expressed on this newscast are opinions and my opinions only. They do not necessarily represent those of KVMR staff members or underwriters. I'm Mark Cunaberti for KVMR FM.